When the UNF interfaith specialist, Kalila Jamal, approached Spinnaker's table and asked for a profile, I initially wasn't interested. I'm not religious, it's not really my scene. Then I wondered, what does the Interfaith Center actually do? I'm familiar with churches, but what do a bunch of people who all believe different things talk about? Then I got to thinking how long it had been since I'd engaged with religion, and how far outside my comfort zone it is. I thought perhaps it would be a good challenge for me as an interviewer to face my fear and spend time in a religious setting. The story was on my mind more than anything else I was doing at the moment, so I reached out to Associate Director Matt Harley for an interview. The experience was awesome, and I hope you enjoy hearing about it as much as I enjoyed making this.
I'm here today with Matt Harley, the director of the Interfaith Center here at UNF, and Lee Jordan, a student who is involved with the Interfaith Center, and they're here to tell me a little bit about what the Interfaith Center does and why they're involved. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
I'm doing great.
Awesome. All right, Matt, can you tell me a little bit about what the IFC does?
So the Interfaith Center does the religious and non-religious diversity programming on campus, mainly for students, but we also work with the institution to make sure that students, faculty, and staff of diverse religious and non-religious identities have an equitable place in the institution.
How do non-religious identities fit into that? I kind of would personally think that it's about people who are religious, you know?
Yeah, well, that's been a development in maybe the last, I would say, 10 years of interfaith work on college campuses. In the United States, one of the identity groups that shows the most growth are people who identify as non-religious. So we started asking the question, what are we supposed to do with that divide between religious and non-religious people? And in interfaith, we already have the skills, we already develop students with this ability to have difficult conversations across difference, to find common ground. And if we can do that with students between religions, why not do it between religious and non-religious students?
Can you tell me about how you got involved with the Interfaith Center and what made you want to pursue leadership?
I studied Muslim youth who had grown up after 9/11 here in the South and what that was like and how they were treated by their friends, how they dealt with being called terrorists. It was fascinating perspective that in some ways was discouraging because these students had to put up with a lot of harassment. But on the other hand, it was encouraging because these young Muslims really were finding their place and their voice in the world. So all of this led me who, you know, in my personal life, I'm a Christian. It led me to be really interested in how we build these bridges across religion and how we can do that on college campuses. So I started this job at the Interfaith Center about 3 years ago, but I started volunteering with the Interfaith Center about 7 years ago. And that was how I think kind of got my entrance into how to have these discussions between students with different backgrounds.
What about you, Lee? How did you get involved?
I'm Jewish, but, you know, complicated stuff happens. And basically, I was raised Christian. But in the past few years, like as an adult, I've started to come back to Judaism. And that's really made me want to learn about both my own religion and other religions. And I love having friends who are of different faiths and no faith. I became the treasurer of the Jewish Student Union, and through my friend who's the president, I found out about Better Together.
And Better Together is the student leadership team for the Interfaith Center.
What would you say is the most rewarding aspect of being involved?
I really love all the points of connection, and I love that we're able to find places where we can come together, but also recognize that we don't all have to believe the same thing, and that's okay.
The holiday season is coming up. I'm sure you see a lot of people at the Interfaith Center who kind of struggle with the holiday season. How do you deal with that? How do you help with that?
Well, you know, so for one of the examples of an event that we've had is a discussion on being non-religious at the holidays, because we know that people going home for Thanksgiving which is, you know, less explicitly religious, but we always, you know, we always hear things about the discussions that happen at the Thanksgiving table and how tense that can be. And then, of course, you have, you know, Hanukkah and Christmas and those December holidays, which can bring up a lot of feelings for people, especially if they're expected to perform religiosity that they no longer hold. So we try to have discussions about those kinds of topics to help students navigate, you know, the boundaries that they're going to set, the way they want to be involved, because nobody should have to participate in a holiday because it's compulsory.
Absolutely. I think I mentioned I was raised Christian, but I am no longer religious, and I absolutely feel that. I love being with my family. I still love Christmas, but the church service can be a little tough, so I think it's awesome that you guys have discussions to help people deal with that. Mm. How is the experience of coming together with people of different faiths? Like, what do those discussions look like? I know you said you kind of focus on getting along, like sort of being comfortable in disagreement, but mm-hmm. not, you know, hating.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Lee maybe, Lee, you joined the Better Together team, which is a diverse religious group. So we've got Christians, Jews, Muslims, non-religious, spiritual but not religious folks all involved with the Better Together team. So what's that like been, what's that diverse group been like for you?
Going into Better Together, I did already know some of the people in it, because I guess that's just the kind of circles I run in, the people who care about this kind of stuff. But it's been really great. It's been so refreshing. You know, in the past, I haven't really had that many productive conversations, like, about religion with people of different religions from me, because, you know, tensions run really high, and a lot of times, just in life, people purposely misunderstand each other, or aren't really willing to listen to someone else's perspective. But it's been really nice here because we're all united by common goals, even if our exact worldviews differ. So it's been so refreshing and also a lot of fun.
And one of the really important points there is that disagreement and difference is okay, but we don't do debate in the Interfaith Center. So that's the distinction. It's okay to disagree. Sometimes we need to. Sometimes we need to state that disagreement. We don't have to pretend like we all get along or that we all agree. You know, none of us really wants that vulnerable place in ourself to be the subject of debate.
What is your favorite story or experience you've had with the Interfaith Center? I guess a memory that really stands out to me is my first Better Together meeting. So I had no idea what I was walking into. Yeah, so Kalila invited me to come to a Better Together meeting. And I said, oh, I don't know. But she was very insistent, and I'm glad she was. Because I went there, and everyone was so nice. And it was like I had really found a place where people were connecting, like, through difference, but also through shared goals. And so I really felt like this is a place I need to be. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you both for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for the invite. It was great to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
After doing this interview, I attended an event intended to introduce potential new members to the IFC. I was really nervous, but through listening and actually participating, I felt a connection with people I'd never met before. I thought it wouldn't be my thing, but I see the appeal now. I learned some interesting things and even got some stuff from my past off my chest. If you have an opportunity to check out the Interfaith Center, I totally recommend it. I hope you all enjoyed. Have a great rest of your day.